I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so been looking forward to this week for a long time. Republican Party can have a convention and let everything hang out. They can be who they are. Democrat Party has to hide who they are. For a whole week, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
By the way, you know how Joe's spent a lot of his presidency, there's so many clips like this, telling us that he's not really running the country, he answers to them.
Yeah.
And they've told me I got to do this, and they tell me I have to do that.
I got to call on this person at this press conference. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're the leader of the free world. You keep saying you answer to they and them. I mean, it started to freak people out, you know? He didn't even try to hide it. You got to wonder, does Kamala Harris answer to these same people?
Ooh, good question.
And in all seriousness, does she answer to these same people? And do they just put what they want on the teleprompter and she reads it without really knowing what she's talking about? I ask because this freaked out a lot of people over the weekend. Now, look, I talk 4 hours a day. I often misspeak. It happens.
Yeah. Just
trip over your words. But then you correct yourself if you know what you're talking about. She didn't.
And I will work to pass the first ever federal ban on price gauging on food. And I will work.
She didn't correct herself.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that struck me as odd, too.
I know.
We many times have talked about the way that Biden misspeaks and then, you know, she's supposed to be better. And here, this is a central focus of her so-called economic plan, which apparently has not made the website yet. And she calls it price gauging. And I'm like, okay, what is that?
Does she know, or is somebody else guiding the ship here, like with Joe?
Know.
And remember, they'll lie to you about it for years, like they did with Joe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So have they just stood up another Democrat in front of a teleprompter to read it? And if so, who came up with the price gauging plan?
No. And exactly what is price gauging?
She corrected it in, you know, later on in other appearances over the weekend when she, but her first one that she reads it off the teleprompter, she doesn't even get it right. I don't think she understands her plan. I think that's why they can't put her on TV. I think that's why they can't let her do one of these interviews.
Well, apparently the media, both left and right leaning, don't understand her plan either, because they keep criticizing it. I mean, there was across the aisle a criticism of what she laid out in that speech in Raleigh over the weekend.
I know. And it was really wild to watch the liberal media. I thought they would just jump right in there and try to assure you that, you know,
there were some random acts of journalism by left-leaning media here.
It was wild. And I'll play some more of those coming up on the show. Well, let's just play one of them because it's so much fun. This is PBS, okay? And this is the people who are sitting here, two Washington Post columnists, and a Washington Post columnist reporter and a New York Times reporter. Take a listen to this. This is a breakdown of Kamala's policies, particularly the hey, we'll start setting food prices from Washington. Here we go.
Washington. The price gouging is just, well, Catherine Rampell, the Washington Post columnist and NewsHour contributor, said it's impossible to exaggerate how bad this policy is. And I agree with that. And Catherine had a good line that if your opponent is calling you a communist, maybe don't lead with price controls. And so price controls just create shortages that create black markets. We've seen it happen in Venezuela. We've seen it happen in the Soviet Union. Price controls just don't work. What's worse about that, first, it's trying to address a problem that does not exist. Grocery prices, inflation has been less than 1% for the past year. It's over. We had a surge, but it's over. The problem does not exist. But the real core problem is it expresses a level of economic illiteracy, which is kind of surprising in a responsible Democratic candidate.
These are left-wing journalists
yes.
on PBS. Public, is that where this came from? You said NewsHour, public broadcasting
yep.
system? Yeah.
PBS.
Yeah. Your tax dollars at waste there. So that is incredible that you have got left-leaning journalists who are admitting and saying, honestly, they're saying the same thing that Republicans are saying. Are Republicans now getting their talking points over to Democrat-leaning liberal journalist, Tara? Is that what's happening here? Or is this just a reality check for Kamala Harris?
That she's just, they, whoever they are, have just gone too far. Like, this is too obviously communist. You need to dial it back. I don't know, but listen to CNN. They are the ones even saying, this is like the Soviet Union.
It's going to be some bureaucrat in D.C., which seems like totally unworkable, first of all, for the FTC to be deciding like how much Kroger charges for eggs in Michigan. But it also would be very bad for markets. We've seen this kind of thing tried in lots of other countries before, Venezuela, Argentina, the Soviet Union, et cetera. It leads to shortages. It leads to black markets. And beyond that, the specific way this bill is written might actually increase prices.
CNN.
You know, this should be the big story, Tara, as you like to say. This should be the big story that everyone on both sides of the aisle are coming out on Kamala Harris's first economic speech, which occurred in Raleigh, North Carolina, and they are panning everything that she brings up as unworkable. Left and right leaning media.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and here's the good news again. And I think X is doing a lot of this now that we have that, you know, really cool app that we can see what the top trending, you know, stories are in the country, what people are liking, sharing, talking about on social media, which I love having that back. It's such a great tool. So I watch it all weekend long, and I don't think it's meant to be used the way that I use it, but I'm using it to see what hits, what gets through to the consciousness. So I'll set it on the biggest, widest angle. It's called Topic Pulse. I'll set it on the widest angle, which is just national. And then give me the top 20. What are people talking about? What do they care about online? And that's what the program does. It measures what's being liked, clicked, hit, commented on, and shared online. So this one, Lee, is from Saturday. Number 6 in the nation. Media begin to turn on Harris over economic policy. So it did hit. It did permeate over the weekend with Americans. They caught this. And by the way, that was for men and women, not just, you know, not just men. So this really hit. Americans are getting, this is getting through, and the media is not able to stop it. But I got to say, also top 10 this weekend, there were two other stories that were top 10. Number, and this one surprised me, that just what gets through and what doesn't really surprises me. It's why it's so much fun to watch this, was Lindsey Graham, which you played, saying to Donald Trump, stop it with the silly side attacks. Mm-hmm. You could lose this election. And I hate to say this, it really hurts me. He's not wrong.
Well, this is the same thing you've been saying for some time.
I know. He's not wrong about that. And I can prove it. Again, I'm looking at it. I did a screenshot here. So Kamala Harris she had a really, really bad weekend, okay?
Yeah.
Trump had a really, really good week. The Bedminster, you know, press conference, the stuff he's hitting with over the weekend, it's good. Or it was. When your opponent is economically self-destructing, fine, pile on with your own economic beatdown and beat her hard. I mean, I want her hit hard because she should be. She deserves it. But then when you make a comment mocking her, saying you're better looking than Kamala Harris, that's what ended up in the top 10 for Trump.
Yeah.
And I just look at it and I go, why?
Yeah.
Just Why? The media is so desperate to cover for her. They're literally sitting there waiting for Trump gaffe.
Mm-hmm.
And
or to do something that they can make into a gaffe.
Yes, exactly. So you know what? If I'm his campaign manager, look, you're going to go out there. We're going to show. We'll take questions from the press. We'll do it unscripted, but we're cutting it off after 20 minutes, bud. We're not going to go on and on about Medal of Honor, Medal of Freedom, and praising our $100 million donors. Why did you say that? Now you've got the vets pissed at you.
Yeah.
That trended over the weekend. That gave the media a distraction, something else to hit Trump with. Then he says he's better looking than her. Now, sorry, bud, you're not.
No.
Just, you know, if she's got one thing going for her, she's more attractive than you are. Sorry. No. I mean, it's just very self-evident, right? And but his policy is so much better. If your opponent is self-destructing, and she was, economic stuff hit her hard. It was a disaster. They were walking it back by the end of the weekend. Just shut up for 5 minutes. Yeah. Just stop talking.
Yeah, don't put your foot on hers as she aims at her own foot. So,
I mean, it was as if he was doing the best he could to help her this weekend, because that was trending. So you had the two competing things. The terrible news about Kamala's economic policies and Trump saying he's better looking than Kamala, they did about the same. Just get out of the way. Yeah. If I was his campaign manager, I'd be like, you know what? Here's what you need to do. Okay. Yeah. Go play golf for a couple days.
Yes.
Take some maybe, you know, big name donors with
you. Take your granddaughter that's getting the free ride at the University of Miami.
Do that too. Yes. Take her. So everybody go out there on the golf course. Hand me your phone though. You know, the one with your passwords to Twitter.
Yes.
Hand me that. Go out on a golf course. Enjoy yourself. We don't need to get in the way when she's self-destructing. And you know what I'm worried about, Lee? This is what I'm worried about. He can't build momentum because he keeps doing this.
Yeah.
And you could tell the momentum's trying to build, right? His economic message, he's firing on all cylinders. He's the best I've ever heard him on the stump on this stuff.
Yep.
And yet he'll do these dumb things that distract from it. The momentum goes, and then he's trying to build it again. He can't get up the hill because he trips. And I'm like, just stop. Lindsey Graham is not wrong here. Yep. Just stop it. Nobody cares who's better looking. Just stop it. Because you know what? It's one more thing. He's got to build this momentum, because I'm telling you what, the 18th of September is coming fast.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that is sentencing day. And this may be the only rallies, public appearances you get, bud. You got to get it right now and begin to build that momentum and pull away. And you don't do that by helping her by shooting yourself in the foot.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.